I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Voters in Key West, Florida, decided last November to reduce cruise ship traffic in their town through amendments to the city's charter. Sound familiar? The lead activist behind a similar effort unveiled in Juneau last week says Key West was her inspiration. I spoke with longtime Key West resident and WLRN reporter Nancy Kleiner about how it played out there. This conversation has been edited for length and clarity.
Tell me a little bit about Key West.
Key West is a pretty small island. It's about 3 by 5 miles. It's densely populated, about 25,000 residents. And pre-pandemic, we got about 2 million tourists a year. Cruise ships made up almost half of that. So it can feel pretty crowded sometimes. I should also say there was a study done by the cruise ship industry that showed that the cruise ship visitors were responsible for about 7% of the tourism spending in Key West.
All right. So last November, folks in Key West voted on 3 ballot questions limiting cruise ship access to Key West. Where do these ballot questions come from?
They came after the cruise ships stopped sailing in March of last year, 2020. It wasn't just the cruise ships stopped sailing. The city shut down all hotels and vacation rentals. So basically, we shut down all tourism for the months of April and May of last year. And so we had this real pause in what had been normal life in the Keys. And there was a lot of discussion about maybe we should kind of take this as an opportunity to think about what we're doing. And a group of locals here in Key West and the Lower Keys started crafting a proposal to really change and cut way back on cruise ship visitation.
Why single out the cruise ships versus, you know, independent travelers or day trippers, that kind of thing?
Yeah, there were really two issues that they brought up, one of which was the possibility of an infection breakout. Remember, during the early pandemic, cruise ships were a big focus of that. And the reason that the Keys shut themselves off from tourism is because we also have very limited hospital capacity. And cruise ships, you know, not just with the coronavirus, but I'm sure you know with the norovirus outbreaks in the past, have been a source of disease outbreaks. So there was a lot of concern that Key West couldn't handle that. And it wasn't worth that risk to the local population and the greater tourism economy for what the cruise ships bring. So their argument was they are half the visitors and they're only providing 7% of our money. Their other argument was environmental, that the ships stir up sediment on their way in and out of the harbor, and that this damages the reef and the fishing right off Key West.
You know, as it progressed, did it stay pretty grassroots, or was there outside moneyed interests coming in and trying to influence how things went?
There was definitely, you know, financial support for the initiatives came from, you know, locals or people with an interest, you know, snowbirds in Key West. The campaign against these initiatives, it was kind of funny. The local chamber of commerce came out against 2 of the 3 ballot questions. Some local businesses that rely on cruise ships definitely campaigned against it. But we also in Key West started getting flyers that had these scary messages about how your taxes were going to be raised and also that you would basically be defunding the police if these referendums passed, because they said that we would lose all this tax revenue. And there was like a picture of this woman walking down the street and a guy in a scary black mask behind her. And those were from this registered group that the Miami Herald did a big investigation and called it dark money and managed to trace that money back to the cruise industry.
And so what happened in the election in November?
The 2 questions that would limit the number of passengers and the capacity of ships, both of those passed by more than 60%. And the one about prioritizing the cleaner, safer ships, that one passed by more than 80%.
Do you have anything else you want to add about it? I didn't ask.
There's been this tension between what you would call mass tourism and the higher end resort tourism in Key West for as long as I've been here, you know, 30 years, that this is an elitist move, that the people who support this don't want, you know, poor people essentially coming to Key West. And, you know, these are people who would obviously never be able to afford a $436 a night hotel room. You know, it's a terrible thing to say you can't come here unless you can afford that. And cruise ships are really where that comes to a head.
That was WLRN reporter Nancy Kleiner in Key West. You can find her coverage of Key West's cruise ship limits and Florida lawmakers' efforts to overturn them at WLRN.org. And there's a link to the Miami Herald's investigation into the industry-funded disinformation campaign against Key West's cruise ship limits on the web version of this interview at ktoo.org.